The process of losing your sight and becoming visually impaired is a life experience that will no doubt negatively affect your mental well-being. In past features on iTalk, we've talked about the process of coming to terms with losing your vision and the gradual, often slow process of dealing with the emotional stress and anguish that accompanies such a life-changing event. One thing we haven't talked about enough in detail is the anxiety this causes. Perhaps like yourself or a loved one, have never experienced the overwhelming sense of dread and hopelessness that is associated with panic and anxiety attacks before being diagnosed with a sight loss condition. It is important to note that these attacks are normal and can affect anyone, no matter their previous stable mental well-being or even high-level executive occupations. In this feature, we talk to Keith Binks, who tells us about his sight loss journey, how he first noticed he was losing his sight, and how not only how his vision was affected, but also his mental well-being.
I'd just been appointed as head teacher at a large school in Doncaster, secondary school. I was in a meeting and a document was passed round the table, and for whatever reason I closed my right eye and realised that the document I was looking at, the whole of the centre of it was all greyed out. Shoot forward to about a week later, having not really thinking it might just disappear or whatever, end up seeing an optician who sent me to see a specialist, and I'd got this condition after doing lots and lots of tests at the hospital. I've got a condition called NION, which is an acronym for non-arteritic anterior ischemic optioneuropathy, which is a very long title.
No kidding.
And some people abbreviate it and will call it inaccurately, actually, a stroke of the eye. But it's not actually a stroke of the eye at all, because it's not a blockage. But what it is, it's where the blood vessels, the figure optic nerve, suddenly, usually as a result of a sudden drop in blood pressure, no longer feed the nerve with oxygen and nutrients, so nerve cells die at the back of the retina and in the optic nerve itself. So that it deteriorates. So basically, that's what I got, and you're then told actually there's nothing we can do because once nerve cells are dead, they're dead, and they can't. So you just got to live with it. As a head, I'd have staff who would have issues at times. They'd have panic attacks and stuff, and I couldn't face going to a lesson because they're having a panic attack. And I used to think, not sure about this. I'm not sure whether you just. I'm not sure I believe there was such a thing as a panic attack, if I'm truly honest. But I realised there was, because of being a shop like Dunelm or somewhere, we'd be shopping to try and. My wife was very quick at trying to create an environment that would better support my loss of sight.
Yeah.
So I remember we were shopping for new crockery, because blue, I can see blue much better than I can see other colours, blue and yellow, so bright colours. So we bought crockery so I could make the difference out between mashed potato and chicken and that sort of thing on a blue plate. Okay. And I remember being in that shop and just kind of freezing and getting really choked up and shaking and tearful and just kind of couldn't move. It was really weird experience. And just normally when we'd be shopping in somewhere like that, I'd leave her to it and I'd be wandering around looking at the stuff, and it was just kind of thinking, I can't do that, I can't actually walk around the shop. So that was quite scary at the time. Now I can I can walk around any shop and find stuff, even might look a bit odd at times with my nose up to the the aisles and stuff, right? What's this and that kind of bit. But
what do you attribute this growth to then, to be able to overcome the anxiety, the panic attacks?
I think some of it is time. I think that's first and foremost. You've got to go through the grieving process, because that's what it is, the loss, and the trying to analyse why you've lost your sight, what, work out why me, and all that kind of stuff. And so rationalising what you've lost and what you can still do, and there's no doubt about it, there was a huge benefit in coming here to the Partially Sighted Society and talking to Anita. That kind of was a major step in terms of realising there was life after sight loss, basically, mm-hmm. which is what this organisation is all about, you know. Mm-hmm.
As Keith just mentioned, anxiety and panic attacks do get easier over time, but this is little consolation if you're in the midst of the struggle against them. We do, however, have some handy tips to dealing with anxiety from other people who have also battled it. Remember to breathe. Although this seems obvious, taking slow, deep breaths is the quickest and most effective way of reducing anxiety at any given moment. Drop your shoulders and take a deep breath in through your nose for a count of four, then slowly exhale through your mouth, remembering, whilst you do this, that the feeling of anxiety will eventually pass. Redirecting your attention is another way of attempting to consciously reduce the symptoms of panic attacks. Our minds wander, which can be draining, and we spend time worrying about the things that are out of our control, which can be a trigger to episodes of overpowering anxiety. Learning to focus on the here and now is one way of dealing with this. Becoming conscious of letting our brain get overstimulated with the what-ifs in life can help you be mindful that this is not beneficial to your mental well-being. And remember, give yourself a break. Try not to be so hard on yourself for the things that you're struggling with in life. A constant mindset of self-criticism only adds to the feelings of anxiety, and although this is difficult, as long as you are mindful of how you're being too harsh on yourself, you are on the right path to figuring out how you can get yourself out of this hole. If you'd like more information regarding mental health and anxiety in general, you can give the charity Mind UK a call on 0300 123 3393. That's 0300 123 3393. Or you can reach out to us directly at the Partially Sighted Society, 01302 965 195, for more information related to sight loss in general. That number again, 01302 965 195.